We were going to talk with Christopher Weingarten from Spin Magazine today about tweeting record reviews. We still hope to do that at another time. But this morning, police in Los Angeles found the body of Don Cornelius. First reports point to suicide. Cornelius changed television and America in 1970 as the creator, host, and producer of Soul Train. He left that program in 1993 with his signature sign-off.
And you can bet your last money it's all going to be a stone dust. Honey, I'm Don Cornelius, and as always, in parting, we wish you love, peace, and...
What did you learn from Don Cornelius and Soul Train? Give us a call. 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Adolfo Chabadou Quiñones was one of the original Soul Train dancers. We spoke with him a couple of years ago about the show's influence on music, dance, and culture. And Adolfo Quiñones, welcome back to the program. I'm sorry it has to be under such sad circumstances.
Yes, I'm happy to be back. However, I come back with mixed emotions. Obviously, the passing of Don Cornelius, it has a personal effect on me, and I'm sure millions and millions of other people. He was a great influencer, and I've been calling him the street dancer's emancipator and the soul provider.
Street dancers.
For all of us to be something.
Street dancers emancipator. What do you mean by that?
He gave us the right to be free. He put us on the world stage and said, hey, show the people who you are. Be free. Let it go. Let loose. And in that way, our dancing that was at one time just being, you know, performed in social environments, people's living rooms across the United States, during holidays mostly, and some, you know, small dance clubs. We actually had a television forum. So in that way, he emancipated us. He gave us the freedom to be free dancers and to express ourselves in ways that we hadn't enjoyed before.
The moves that you did on the show as Chabadou, were those the same moves you did in your bedroom, in your house, on the street?
Essentially, yes. There was a number of signature moves that went on to become professional gold standards for the street dance and hip hop culture, like locking, for instance. That was basically birthed on Soul Train, but was impregnated, if you will, in the street clubs in and around Los Angeles area. But yes, for the most part, the dances that we were doing in each other's, you know, homes and house parties.
What was Don Cornelius's influence on you?
His influence on me was looking at him, being the spiffy dresser that he was. I mean, the guy was the epitome of cool, you know. I used to look at him and think, God, you know, I want to be like him. I want to be like that. I want to wear clothes like that. He was just so cool, and he had swagger then, before people knew it was swagger, you know. And so it had that influence on me as an artist later on as a professional dancer. If you've ever taken note of my career, you would see that I wore a lot of suits and things. And I tend to dress up, so it was a handful of people that I aspired to be when I grew up, and that was one was Cab Calloway, James Brown. We all always wanted to be James Brown, and then Don Cornelius. You know, being a young black kid, you know, you want to be like that. You want to be like the man.
You described him as a quiet man when you were on the show a couple of years ago. Did he take an active part in saying, "Do this, don't do that"?
Oh, yes. Don Cornelius was very hands-on with respect to the show. But, you know, he was smart enough to allow us to be who we were, you know, and he just created an environment. But every now and again, he'd say, hey, you know, kid, come over here. Do that thing you were doing, that crazy thing. Or he would stand in back of the Soul Train backdrop there. It would look like the back of a train. And he'd say, you know, during the breaks or whatever, he said, "You know, hey, Chava, dude, you still acting crazy?" Or he would shout out to different people. So he knew us, and he would talk to us. And every now and again, especially in the early days, he would come down the Soul Train line and stuff. That was a big treat, you know.
Here's an email we have from Matt in Portland, Oregon. As a kid growing up in suburban Washington, D.C. in the 1970s, I remember sitting in front of the TV with my bowl of SpaghettiOs to watch Soul Train. I recall being mesmerized by the show and all of the cool dancers. The opening animation and the theme song hooked me instantly. The deep voice of Mr. Cornelius just dripped in hot buttered soul. I don't think I would have been introduced to funk, soul, R&B, gospel, or early hip-hop without it. I'm now passing on my love of that music to my five-year-old. We have our own Soul Train dance parties in the living room. The kid has got some funky moves. R.I.P. Don Cornelius. That's interesting.
Wow.
Let's see if we get a caller in on the conversation. Let's go to Sean. Sean with us from Oakland. Sean, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Good. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. What I learned from Don Cornelius was that there was an entirely new type of way to be black, that there was a black world that was both part African, part American, but wholly unique, and that it was a different world than the blight and the crime shown about black folks in the 1970s. And so growing up and seeing that, it empowered me in such a way that no book could, no music could, but just watching us be that way, positive and respectful and talented, was such a huge boost for a kid growing up in the 1970s.
And Shabadoo, that had to be your story, too. You grew up in Cabrini Green, one of the most notorious projects in Chicago.
Oh, yes. You know what they say, you know, one doesn't grow up in Cabrini Green. One survives Cabrini Green. But growing up, I grew up after I left.
Sean, thanks very much for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Shabadoo, you talked to him to us about what he was like as a... You got the chance, as you grew up on the program, to see what he was like as a producer, not just the creator and host of the show, which I guess we all got to see on TV, but as a producer. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Don Cornelius, you know, I later on in my career, after leaving the show, being part of the Lockers and having my run with that crew, I then went solo. I had an opportunity to come back to the show as a full-grown man and kind of collaborate with Don on my appearance on the show as a guest star. And my impression was he was the consummate professional. And, you know, people really didn't know that he was really funny as well. He had a kind of a dry humor, but he was a funny guy. He liked to tell jokes.
Can you give us an example?
You know? Well, you know, like, you know, every, you know, just if you watch the interview he gave the Lockers post our performance on the show, it kind of gives you an example. He would come to each one of us and he knew us, and he would make little jokes. Like he would say, you know, "Hey, Shabadoo, how you doing? How are you and your crazy sister doing?" Stuff like that. But he was kind of inside joke, you know, or he'd say, "Hey, I watch out there. I would do that move. Watch that kick," you know, or "I think he's going to take you down" or something. All these kind of references to the wild sort of dancing we were doing.
People forget your sister was also a performer on the show, one of the Butterfly Girls.
Yes. Fawn. Fawn Quinones was one of, and she went on after the show to marry one of the original Lockers, Lukey Luke, and they have a son together.
Here's an email from Kevin in Jacksonville. "To this day, I cannot look at those little plastic magnetic letters that you place on your refrigerator without thinking about the Soul Train scramble board. Besides Don Cornelius' classic Love, Peace, and Soul at the end of the show, the scramble board was my favorite part. It always made you wonder why they did it, because the puzzle was always so easy, but it's a classic. R.I.P. Don, Love, Peace, and Soul." The scramble board, was that something that you paid any attention to?
Oh, yes, of course. That was the highlight of the show. There was a couple of highlights, but that was the main highlight was the Soul Train scramble board. Me and my sister actually did that.
You did that?
Won that one.
Tell us what, for those who don't remember, tell us what it was.
You know, I can't remember what the name of the artist was. I think it was Tina Turner, I think. But I do remember what we won. My sister won a red 8-track player, and I won a yellow one.
Wow, an 8-track tape player.
We got a little, and then I got a little Afro blowout kit that came with it. That was the Afro Sheen, Ultra Sheen cosmetic kit.
What did you have to do to win? Just guess guess what those scrambled letters spelled?
Yeah. Like they were scrambled, these magnetic colorful letters were like on this circular board. And then you would have to, you'd give you a minute or so, and you'd have to figure out what the name of the artist was.
And come on.
And, what's kind of funny is, some of the dancers in the show, they would be standing off camera, and they would try to throw hints. Hey, no, she wears a dress. Ah, she's tall, things like that. So
you didn't know the answers ahead of time, because we always thought you did.
No.
We're talking.
I didn't know the answers ahead of time.
We're talking with Shabadoo, also known as Adolfo Quiñones, the head of On Cue Media. Now, about the late Don Cornelius, if you haven't heard, if he found dead in his home in Los Angeles today, this morning, apparently as the result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's go next to Ray, and Ray's with us from Eagle River in Wisconsin.
Yes, I would like to say that Don and Soul Train, I was brought up on the north side of Milwaukee. I'm a white person, and I'll tell you, it helped bridge the gap between the black and white community immensely. It was a good time, and Milwaukee was one of the best cities to live in, and between Motown coming through and Don Cornelius and everything, and the inner city had employment. We all got along. We used to talk about Soul Train all the time. I'm telling you, it was a magnificent part for the black culture, for breakthrough in the media, to show people another side of positiveness of them and how we can all get along through dance and being creative. It was wonderful.
And Shabadoo, that's an important point to make. Back when that program went national in 1971, there was a lot of racial tension in this country, and this program had its part in breaking that down a little bit.
Yes, it did. Soul Train did what the United Nations, in some respects, failed to do, bring people together in communities in different countries together in a way that no other institution or government has ever been able to successfully do over a long period of time. We've been able to do it in short spurts, but not over a long period of time. Soul Train was a catalyst for respect and love for each other through music and dance. It was that type of big kind of thinking show.
Ray, thanks very much for the call. Here's an email from Eric in Birmingham, Alabama. I learned as a kid in the 1970s that not every program that starts with a cartoon is a cartoon. And interesting, this one from Trey in St. Louis. I remember watching Saturday morning cartoons when Soul Train came on TV. I knew TV time was over. My mom would dash to the TV and run us out of the house to play. 25 years later, I now go online to see all the culture I missed out on. And Shabadoo, I, as a grown-up, you mentioned returning to the show as a guest star, but did you keep in touch with Don Cornelius?
I mentioned that in my Universal Truth Honoring and Preserving Street Dance Culture page on Facebook. No, I didn't as much as I should have, and I regret that. The last time I saw Don was some years back after a Whispers concert. We were just hanging out backstage and talking and stuff, but, you get caught up in making a living, you get caught up in doing your work, but you forget what's most important in this world are people.
Let's see if we go to
what they mean to you,
Yeah.
Get caught up.
Corey's on the line, joining us from St. Louis.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Two things I've always loved about Soul Train as a kid, as a 70s baby, as I called myself. We had American Dance Band, Dance Fever, the Lip Sync Show, but as a black kid, this was a show that really, showed our music, our artists, people who we hear and identify with on a daily basis on the main street and on the main TV, you know, stage. And it's amazing that 22 years that this show remained on the air in the midst of cable, MTV, VH1, and everything else. I love the fact that Mr. Cornelius, rest in peace, that he kept the same concept throughout the entire 22 years that show was on.
And yes, Corey, I don't mean to cut you off. The phone line is betraying us. We really have a hard time hearing what you have to say, but I think we get the spirit of it. Thanks very much for the phone call. I'd like to end with this email from Alicia. I remember growing up as a little girl listening to the sounds of my parents' records. Along came Soul Train, and the first time I saw Aretha Franklin, Sly and the Family Stone, Stevie Wonder, I was hooked. So progressive, so magical to see all the different kinds of people gathered to dance. My wish was to one day be on the show, to have fun and dance with all the interesting people from various backgrounds and ethnic groups. Mr. Cornelius invited me to his house to see so many incredible acts. He invited everybody, no matter how old, what color, and how much money you had. He always had the best parties. And Shabadoo, I think we can all agree with that.
Yes, wholeheartedly.
Shabadoo, thanks very much for your time today. We're sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Thank you, and everybody, get on the soul train. Keep dancing. Keep doing what you love to do. And remember to always reach out to the people that mean most, because they're not going to always be here.
Adolfo Shabadoo Quinones joined us from his office in Los Angeles. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.